always looking for acquisition opportunities. And Showgrow is a very well-recognized name in the California market. They had a number of dispensaries throughout LA and Las Vegas. The franchise was sort of splitting up, and we had the opportunity of buying 100% of the Long Beach dispensary and 60% of the San Diego license.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we continue the Cannabis Dispensary Spotlight Series with Michael Mills, President and CEO of Body & Mind. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks very much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. This Body & Mind is it's a publicly traded cannabis company, which, you know, we don't get a lot of publicly traded companies. So it's exciting. You're on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol BAMM and on the OTC under the symbol BMMJ, with dispensaries and cultivation and processing operations in Nevada, California, Ohio, Arkansas. I mean, that's a big footprint, and you've only been around since 2015, but you know that actually makes you a veteran in this industry. So congratulations on your growth. That's crazy.
Dan, thanks very much. Yeah, it's been a very rapid-paced 5 years, and we're very fortunate to have an incredibly strong team. I loved your comment about being veterans of the industry. You know, when we got our first production and cultivation license in Nevada, it was just so brand new in that state. We worked really hard to develop some incredible strains. We continue to develop new strains. You know, we have a lot of the people who started with us 5 years ago, they're still with the company.
Says a lot about your company when you can do that. And you know, the words body and mind really define who you are. I mean, I know you take a lot of pride in your approach to cultivation. Maybe start here. Tell us about what makes your cultivation process so special.
When we first started off as cultivators in Nevada, it was a brand new industry at that point in time. And I think anyone who tells you that they open up a facility and are producing amazing product with no issues day one probably is embellishing things a little bit. We had some growing pains, like I think a lot of cannabis companies do. We were able to work through those while the market was very small. We worked really hard on raising the quality of the cultivation over the first, you know, year or two as we were coming into the gate. And the other thing that we did was we focused on branding and we came up with the Body & Mind name. As our cultivation really started to come along nicely, we got into the production side of the business, and that's oils, edibles, and extracts. And I think the other thing that we did was we started to look around and try and understand what other states may be opening up for medical. And we put applications in Ohio, and those applications were successful. We have a dispensary that we own part of in Ohio now. We put an application in Arkansas. We're in the process of building that dispensary right now.
Winning licenses in Ohio and Arkansas, I mean, that's a big feather in your cap. It's not easy to do.
We're fairly lucky. We had a great license writing team, and we continue to have an expanded license application team. We're always on the lookout for limited license states, but also limited license jurisdictions. We have a real eye to the ground on where we want to be, and we're generally, you know, putting applications into any new state that's opening up.
It makes a big difference from a cost standpoint, too, because it's so much more cost efficient to win a license than it is to have to make an acquisition or a merger. But it doesn't mean they're not valuable ways to expand your business or viable ways to expand your business. Under that same heading, you've done that in California. Talk a little bit about Showgrow, the company that you acquired in California.
We're always looking for acquisition opportunities. And Showgrow is a very well-recognized name in the California market. They had a number of dispensaries throughout LA and Las Vegas. The franchise was sort of splitting up. And we had the opportunity of buying 100% of the Long Beach dispensary and 60% of the San Diego license.
It gives you, I think you referred to it as beachhead in California, because you have over 70 SKUs that you manufacture in Nevada. And you're also now going to start distributing those products in California. Is that correct?
Yes. You know, as you most likely know, you have to manufacture the products or produce the products in the state that they're sold in. We found a great company in Cathedral City we have an agreement with them to work inside their facility under a brand director agreement. We're beginning to move some of our popular SKUs from Nevada and have them produced in California. We've heard from people for some time now, where can we buy these in California? It was a very natural step for us to take. As we continue to progress and through our business plan, we'll move more and more of our products out into California and have them available in more and more California dispensaries.
I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
So 10 stores, 3 years, 200,000 square feet. We believe we can garner 10% of the market share for Southern California over the next 5 years. We estimate that at a $7 billion market, CBD and THC. So if it all worked out and we were able to get that 10%, that could equate to something in the neighborhood of 500 to 700 million. We think we can run a 22 to 24% EBITDA business around that.
Tune in on Thursday to hear the next episode of the BioTrack Cannabis Dispensary Spotlight Series with Michael Campbell from Showcase by Kale Ethos. And now let's get back to today's show. Well, you have dispensary in Ohio under the Clubhouse brand. You're building your Arkansas facility out. If California show grow, you're in Nevada. You have a lot on your plate, mister. This is a very, very exciting. We've been speaking with Michael Mills from Body and Mind, and I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in purchasing your stock, but a reminder that it's traded on the CSE, the symbol is BAMM, or in the OTC, it's under the symbol BMMJ, and we'll have everything in the show notes and also on the MJBulls.com. Michael, very exciting stuff that you're working on.
Dan, this business is just moving so quickly. I don't think there's a lot of businesses out there that have, you know, somewhere in the range of 20 to 25% compound annual growth rate. And it's been really interesting to see the perceptions about cannabis use change over the last 5 years. And I'm sure you've talked about it on your show before, but you know, I spend time in dispensaries and I look around and at the customers that are in there and the demographics, and it really feels like the stigma around cannabis use has changed very dramatically in Las Vegas. And I believe that people are taking that home to their state. And we're just seeing that the spread in attitudes that are changing. It's been very interesting to see it in Las Vegas, sort of as a microcosm for the entire region.
Well, I think a lot of the reason for the perception change has to do with organizations like yours who are doing it professionally, who are showing that this is a real legitimate business and, you know, taking things out of the shadows and putting them the way they should be run. So congratulations on your success up to this point, and I really look forward to hearing about your success in the future. Thanks again, Michael.
Thank you, Dad.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Cannabis Health Radio is a podcast about stories from people around the world who have used cannabis to deal with serious ailments, many of them life-threatening. My name is Ian Jessup. My co-host Corey Yelland is no stranger to the devastating emotional impact faced by so many people receiving a death sentence diagnosis from a doctor. Told she only had months to live with anal canal cancer, Corey researched and immediately began using cannabis oil to eliminate her cancer and has been cancer-free for more than a decade. She told herself that if it worked, she would spend the rest of her life helping others, which she does tirelessly every day. When you listen to our podcast, you'll hear many stories like Corey's, along with others who have used cannabis oil for many more ailments besides cancer, such as chronic pain, PTSD, MS, and many, many more. As one of our guests said, "Your podcast gave me the confidence to save my own life." We regularly get messages from listeners who have heard our podcast and use cannabis to solve a serious health issue of their own or that of a loved one. We hope you listen to these stories and be as inspired and moved as we are with each and every episode.